revolting. I'm ready to pitch the war effort entirely. The bloodiest day ever, September 17. 24,000 casualties on both sides in 12 hours' time. How bad does it have to get? And to think we despaired back in May over the destruction at Shiloh. That took 2 days' time, with 16,000 casualties on our side compared to 9,000 to 10,000 from the south. Those numbers left me numb. Each man, a son or husband, a father, not just a body added to the count, but this September battle, a cornfield known as Antietam. I must be losing my mind. I see myself creating a story problem for my nephew, J. Michael. On average, how many soldiers at Antietam died in an hour's time? What a grisly thought for anyone, let alone a child. Even Ross, an accountant at work, measures his words. We mustn't lose faith in our boys. I'm glad my friends stayed near, not counting Shiloh, I say. One disaster after another in the east. Bull Run again. The same place for the second try with the same result. Now Antietam. Pope was a mistake. Ross rubs his temple, a gesture he's adopted in the last several weeks. No tactical skill, not able to command a large army. Better off fighting Indians in Minnesota. But more men lost from our side, just like the first time at Bull Run. Even with standardized uniforms this time, red trim for artillery, blue the infantry, yellow for cavalry, but our Army of the Potomac routed again by this Lee fellow, and at the end, the same dire message. Lee, poised to invade Maryland and our capital. Philadelphia's safety in doubt, too. That's what my brother wrote from back east. Now, Bull Run seems only a prelude to Antietam. Hold your righteous pants, Ross says with a sly grin. This isn't over. The same pattern, back and forth. I provoke him and his optimism. He jabs at my indignation. We've worked together almost 6 months, but everything about him irritates. He eats the same thing every day for lunch, black bread heavily buttered, and finishes with a red apple that he crunches, core and all. It's been a difficult year for Lincoln, he reminds me. I know. His boy, Willie, they say typhoid might be traced to smelly standing water, might have been excrement from troops camped along the Potomac, corrupted the water supply. He puts a fist to his mouth, head down. Our precious little ones, no one can bear to lose a child or face the limitations that some are saddled with. I pause. Eating my own apples Mary Ann has cooked and sent in a small jar, easier for my teeth. I take a quick glance. Sometimes Ross turns sentimental. 1 minute, his usual confident self, only to get teary-eyed. I forget the names of his youngsters, except for Gabriel, the oldest. I slow myself. A difficult year. No question. Lincoln's wife, said to be at loose ends, and McClellan, no better the second time around. Ross dabs his eyes with his carefully folded handkerchief. That man still waffles, lacks fire. A wasted opportunity. This Lee follows his instincts.